From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Last week, an Oregon man was sentenced to more than 3 years in a federal prison for violating the Hate Crimes Prevention Act while trying to run over three people with a car in Boise. Matthew Allen Lehi pleaded guilty to trying to run over a security guard in the Boise Public Library parking lot, as well as two women in another parking lot 4 days later. Officials say these and other crimes committed by Lehi were motivated by LGBTQ hatred. Boise Police, the FBI, and the Idaho U.S. Attorney's Office joined forces to investigate and prosecute this case. And U.S. Attorney Josh Hurwit is back on Idaho Matters today to talk to us more about this. Josh, it's nice to have you back on the program.
Hi, Jenna. Thanks for having me.
So, Josh, take us back to October of last year, 2022, to the Boise Downtown Library. What happened when a transgender library employee was approached by Matthew Lehi?
Well, the employee was really accosted by Mr. Lehi, called a slur, and attacked this victim. The security guard responded, and then Mr. Lehi fled, and in the parking lot, as he said, attempted to run over the security guard with Mr. Lehi. Mr. Lehi did with his vehicle.
Okay, and so then, so he tries to run over this library security guard. Then 4 days later, he tries to run over two other women in a parking lot. Can you give us details on this?
Yeah, that's correct. And so what we're getting at here is there was really a series of actions and attacks by Mr. Lehi against people that he perceived to be part of the LGBTQ plus community. So then we talked about the library incident on October 8th. On October 12th, two victims were spending time at Catherine Albertson Park, and Mr. Lehi, based on their appearance, decided to first, he actually accosted them and yelled slurs at them, and then mm-hmm. accelerated his car towards them. And they luckily were able to avoid the vehicle, but their own vehicle was damaged.
Mm. So my understanding, Josh, is that this was actually a part of a week-long crime spree around Boise last year, because these two incidents were not the only thing that Lehi did. Is that correct?
That's correct. So as I was saying, this is really a series. And so that's what he's being held accountable for, is not just those two attacks with his vehicle, but really the whole week of his conduct. In addition to what we talked about already, he mm-hmm. burned a Pride or Progress flag on the home of two individuals in the North End. He attacked and broke the glass at a LGBTQ plus community center and church. And so it's that whole series of events that led to the investigation, or was investigated and led to the prosecution in this case.
Mm-hmm. So our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, actually talked with the library employee, June Meisner, last year. And she told George that the attack was inspired by transphobia. So Josh, is this why Lehi was charged with violating the Hate Crimes Prevention Act?
Correct. So the Hate Crimes Prevention Act, or the James Byrd and Matthew Shepard Act, makes it illegal at the federal level to commit a crime of violence based on certain motivations, racial animus, or in this case, homophobia or anti-gender identity motivations. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it fit into the statute in this case.
So as you mentioned, this is a federal act. So A, I'm curious what the act says, but also B, does it carry harsher penalties than, let's say, just a state assault charge would?
So let me answer the last part first. And like any okay. lawyer, it depends. This was originally charged by the Ada County Prosecuting Attorney's Office as assaults by Mr. Lehi. Working with them, we decided to take this case to our court, the federal court, and Ada County was very supportive of that because of the penalties that were available here and to reflect actually what happened. based on what Mr. Lehi did, you know, based on his beliefs. In general, it's hard to say, whether the sentence we get in this case would have been greater or not as great as had he gone forward in, Ada County. But in this case, we worked really closely with Ada County and the prosecutor's office to make sure that the crime that was being charged fit the actual conduct.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think Lehi pleaded guilty to these crimes? And I ask that question because I know, someone can say, yes, I'm guilty. However, I really don't think I did anything wrong. And most judges are not going to then accept that guilty plea. So do we have any idea why Lehi finally decided to take responsibility?
I don't know. I can't get into his mind. What I do know is that he signed a plea agreement that essentially admitted to the facts that we've discussed. He did take responsibility for his actions. And at the sentencing hearing last week, there was no, to his credit, no sort of, backing down from him taking responsibility for his actions. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, probably all I can say on that, Gemma.
Okay. And as you mentioned, though, as part of his plea agreement, he did admit to these other crimes that you mentioned, like the breaking of the window, things like that.
Correct.
So why then is this case not about freedom of speech? Because, in our Constitution, it says we can people can say certain things, whether you agree with them or not. So where does this, outside of the assault, right? I mean, he literally tried to run people over. That is a crime. Where does this differ? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that's a very good point to bring up is the limits of the First Amendment. The First Amendment is not absolute. And what, we say is that we don't prosecute people for their beliefs, or with some exceptions, for their words. What we do prosecute is acts of violence that Congress has decided, at the federal level are not going to be tolerated in our society. So what you have in this case is an act of violence coupled with a biased motivation against the LGBTQ community. That's what makes it a federal hate crime. Had he just, yelled slurs at people, or even, ripped down the pride flag, that wouldn't fit into our federal statute. There may be other statutes, but it would have been a different situation.
My understanding is that you have said at one point that these attacks hurt more than the individual victims. How do hate crimes like these hurt really our entire community?
So, I don't want to say they are terrorizing because I can't speak for the victims or the community. Mm-hmm. But the idea behind hate crimes is that the impact, as you correctly noted, is not just felt by the individuals who are encountered by the defendant. It's an entire community, be it a religious community or a racial community, that is in fear when something like this happens. Will they be next? Will they be attacked or going about their daily lives, going to their jobs, shopping at a grocery store, picking up their kids? That is, in a place like Idaho, a very safe place like Idaho, we take that for granted that we are going to be able to go about our day-to-day in safety and security. So when there is a hate crime or someone out there committing a series of hate crimes, it impacts not just individuals, but a targeted group. And that's why, in my humble opinion, Congress has enacted these hate crime laws in the first place.
We've been speaking with U.S. Attorney Josh Hurwitt about Matthew Allen Lehi, who was sentenced last week after pleading guilty to an LGBTQ hate crime spree in Boise just last year. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.